Welcome back, and let's get into a proper advanced Ableton Live 12 breakdown focused on that sub-pressure top loop energy with warm tape style grit, jungle attitude, and old-school DNB pressure. Today we're not just making a loop sound dirty for the sake of it. We're building an arrangement section that actually moves. A top loop breakdown in drum and bass has to do a lot of heavy lifting. It needs to keep momentum alive, hint at the drop, and make the listener feel like something is building even when the sub is pulling back. That's the key idea here. Think of this section as a rhythmic spotlight on the break, not just a filler between drops. In a strong jungle-inspired track, the top loop is the glue. It carries the groove, it carries the tension, and it gives the sub something to push against. If you get this right, the breakdown becomes its own event, not just a waiting room. So let's start in arrangement view, because this is where advanced DNB really starts to make sense. Don't think in terms of one static loop. Think in phrases. Lay out a structure like 8 bars of intro into the breakdown, then 8 bars of development, then 4 bars of tension peak, then 4 bars leading into the drop or next phrase. Even if the music feels loop-based, the arrangement should still breathe like a performance. Give yourself locator markers too. Something like breakdown sparse, top loop enters, sub-pressure build, pre-drop lift, that helps you make decisions like a producer, not just a loop programmer. And in this style, those decisions matter because every phrase change should answer the phrase before it. Now build the top loop itself from a break. Use a classic break or a processed break stem, then slice it to MIDI using Ableton's Slice to New MIDI track. Depending on the source, use transient slicing or 1/8 slicing. We're not trying to preserve the full original break here. We're creating a language from it. In the MIDI clip, keep those 1/16 hat-like fragments alive. Place ghost snare tap slightly late for human feel. Leave holes for the sub to breathe. Duplicate slices for call and response moments, not just for repetition. And pay attention to velocity. This is huge. Main slice hits might sit around 90 to 110. Ghost taps can be way lighter, maybe 25 to 50. Accent hits can punch up to 115 or even 127 if the arrangement wants a bit of bite. If the break feels too rigid, bring in groove pool and add a little swing. You don't need a heavy, obvious shuffle. Just enough to get that old-school motion. Something in the 54 to 58% range can be enough to make the loop feel less gridlocked. And here's a pro move. Keep one version tighter and one version looser, then alternate them across sections. That gives you variation, without needing a whole new drum source. Now let's give the break that warm tape-style character. Start with drum bus on the break track, early in the chain. Keep it controlled. Drive somewhere around 5 to 18% is usually plenty. Crunch low to medium. Maybe 5 to 20%. Boom should stay off or extremely subtle here, because we want the sub to stay separate. If the break feels too sharp, ease the transients back a little. After that, add saturator. Turn on analog clip. Use a moderate amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and soft clip if the peaks need taming. Then match the output so you're hearing tone, not just volume. That's a big difference. Saturation should make the loop feel like it's been printed to tape or passed through hardware, not just smashed. Then use EQ8 to clean up the space around the sub. High pass the break somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it gets boxy, dip the 250 to 500 Hz area a little. If the hiss or top-end grit gets too harsh, gently tame the 7 to 10 kHz region. The goal is warmth and attitude, not brittle brightness. If you want that slightly smeared, worn cassette feel, add chorus ensemble very lightly. Keep the amount low, the rate slow, and the mix subtle, often under 10 to 15%. We're not going for obvious chorus here. We want tiny pitch smear, tiny width, just enough imperfection to make the loop feel sampled and alive. Now underneath all of that, the sub pressure has to exist, but it should be felt more than heard. This is where a lot of breakdowns go wrong. If the sub is too full too early, the tension disappears. So create a separate sub track using operator or wavitable, or even a resampled sine layer. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. Keep it controlled. Use a simple pressure pattern rather than a full bass line. Think root note pedal for a bar or two, maybe a few offbeat pickup notes, maybe an octave down hit right before a transition. That gives the breakdown weight without opening the floodgates. A low pass around 80 to 120 Hz can help, and a little saturation, just 1 to 3 dB, can make it speak on smaller systems without making it obvious. Automate the sub subtly over the breakdown. In the first 4 bars, keep it barely there. In the next 4, let it pulse. In the final section, bring in a little more presence, but still hold back until the drop. That restraint is what makes the drop hit harder. It's the difference between a build-up and a flat loop. Now let's make the arrangement feel like a pressure curve, not a repeat button. Bars 1 to 4 can be sparse break fragments, filtered highs, maybe no full snare impact. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in ghost snares, more hat to tail, and the first sub pulses. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce a second variation of the break, a little more grit, and some reverb throws. Bars 13 to 16 should strip things back again for pre-drop tension, then release into the next section. Use auto filter and utility to automate space and movement. Open the cutoff gradually across the phrase. You can start the top loop filter down, then open it toward full brightness over time. Keep resonance moderate if you want that classic sweep, and don't be afraid to create contrast by muting things. Drop every other hat for a bar. Remove the break down to only snare ghosts. Leave a bar with just sub-pulse and atmosphere. Then bring the full loop back in. That contrast is classic DNB arrangement language. Density, absence, return. The ear locks onto changes in rhythmic texture more than harmonic movement in this style, so you want your arrangement to feel like it's constantly evolving, even if the source material is simple. Next, set up your returns. Create one return for reverb and one for delay. For the reverb, keep it short and controlled, maybe around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds decay, with a small pre-delay, and filter out the lows and some of the top end. For the delay, use echo sync to 1/8 or 1/4, with moderate feedback and filtered repeats. Don't send everything into these effects. Use them like accents. Throw a little reverb on a ghost hit. Throw a delay on a chopped slice at the end of a phrase. That small amount of space can turn a simple break edit into a transition moment. And if you want to go deeper, record those return tails onto a new audio track, then chop them back into the arrangement as custom texture. That's a very smart advanced move, because it turns your effects into part of the rhythm. Now for one of the premium techniques in this lesson, resample the processed loop. Once the groove is working, bounce or resample your top loop to audio. Then treat it like a new performance layer. You can use warp only if you need to, but don't destroy the transients. You can even try simpler in classic mode if you want to re-trigger slices from MIDI again. At this stage, you can create two versions, one cleanish top loop, and one grime version with more saturation and maybe a bit of band limiting. Then automate between them across sections. That gives the arrangement a sense of evolution, like the loop is aging, degrading, and reforming as the track moves forward. That's a really authentic jungle move. For your drum boss, keep it glued but not crushed. Route the break top loop and any supporting percussion into a drum group, but keep the sub separate. On the drum bus, use glue compressor gently, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Slowish attack, auto or moderate release, gentle ratio. If you want more attitude, add drum bus after that, but keep it controlled. Too much bus processing and you flatten the transient language. Indeed NB. You want snap. You want that break to breathe. Also check the whole thing in mono. This is essential. If the loop collapses too much, or the stereo effects make the groove feel vague, simplify. Reduce chorus width. Pull back the stereo tricks on the upper texture. Keep the sub centered and stable. The breakdown can sound huge in headphones, but if it falls apart on a club system, the job isn't done. Now let's talk about the pre-drop switch up, because this is where the whole thing pays off. In the final 2 to 4 bars before the drop, remove enough information to make the return feel explosive. Cut the break down to hats and one snare ghost. Filter the top loop down briefly and then open it. Mute the sub for a beat or a bar, then bring it back. Add a reverse reverb or an echoed slice into the downbeat. A short dropout can be more powerful than another fill. Even a tiny micro gap before the downbeat can make the restart feel massive. That's the trick. The listener leans in when you remove information. So don't always add more. Sometimes the hardest hit is the moment of near silence. A good test for this whole section is simple. If you mute the sub, does the top loop still suggest weight and forward motion? If not, the rhythm needs more internal logic. That's why the ghost hits, the timing shifts, the filter movement, and the variation all matter. The breakdown should feel like it is breathing forward, not just looping mechanically. So here's the mindset to keep throughout this process. Build two simultaneous narratives. One narrative lives in the transients, chopped hats, snares, break fragments, micro edits. The other narrative lives in the tone, tape smear, filtering, room, decay, and control degradation. If both are moving in a coordinated way, the breakdown will feel alive. And remember, variation should feel inevitable, not random. If you change something, It should answer the previous bar. Maybe one phrase gets denser, then the next one opens up. Maybe a repeated accent disappears. Maybe one hit lands a few milliseconds late. Those small moves are what make old-school-inspired DNB feel human and intentional. Here's a quick practice challenge for you after this lesson. Pick one break, slice it to MIDI, and program an 8-bar top loop with at least 3 ghost hits and 2 variations. Add drum boss and saturator, then high-pass the break above 120 Hz. Build a mono sub pulse with operator or wavetable. Automate a filter opening across 8 bars. Add one delay throw and one short reverb throw on selected hits. Then bounce the loop to audio and re-edit one bar for extra tension. Finally, export the first 16 bars and listen in mono. If it works, you should hear a section that feels like it's moving forward, has space and weight at the same time, and absolutely belongs in a jungle or old-school DNB context. It should feel like the track is alive, not just repeating.